Welcome to A Better HR Business, the podcast that looks at how HR consultants and HR tech firms grow their businesses and how they help their employers to get the best out of their people. Remember, for show notes and downloads, go to www.getmorehrclients.com/podcast. That's getmorehrclients.com/podcast. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, welcome to the show. Good to have you along. And I'm really looking forward to today's conversation with Keith Good. Keith is from an amazing company called Zeroed In, which people analytics gurus or experts and the way they can extract and compile and help you work with data to manage, you know, your people management challenges and whatever you're setting your aspirations towards. But firstly, Keith, thank you very much for joining me today.
Ben, it's a pleasure to be here. You know, as you mentioned, I'm the VP of services at Zeroed In, and I've had the privilege of working with analytics and reporting for over 20 years, really specializing in the HR space.
What's it like at parties when people say, hey, what do you do? And you say, I'm in analytics. You know, do they all sort of gather around, or what happens?
That's a great question. I haven't had that question asked in a while, and I certainly hope I'm not boring them. My wife keeps hitting me and saying, you know, don't talk about work. But I love the topic, and I think it's really exciting because we can show value from all this vast amounts of data, especially in the HR space. You know, if you ask a CEO or owner of a business, what's the most valuable resource? They're going to say their employees. But their data about their employees isn't managed like a balance sheet and accounting. So we're able to bring a lot of that value based off of the employee information.
Yeah. I remember doing some annual review stuff at a $1 billion company, and I literally blew up the photocopier machine, printing out all these Excel reports of analytics and stuff. I had ink on my hands. I was going in to see the CEO. I had to wipe the ink on my socks because I thought, well, who's going to look at my socks? So I'm so glad you guys are here, Zeroed In, because you're making data and people analytics a lot easier, and hopefully there's no destruction of photocopiers involved in the making of these reports.
Absolutely not, which reminds me, a couple of years back, we created a Amazon Alexa application. So, you know, all the data that you could see through an online dashboard or report, we made available through Alexa. So if you came into your executive's office and there was an Alexa device, you could sign into it and you could say, Alexa, what's the headcount in the operations organization last month? Or what's the turnover? And you wouldn't need the papers. You wouldn't have ink all over your hands. She'd just spit out the information to you, which was really interesting.
That is amazing, because maybe it's just me, but I'm guessing lots of HR folks who had to go into the big board meeting or meet the leadership group and present and stuff, and you can know the numbers inside out, back to front, but they will always ask you about the warehousing back night shift increase rate or headcount deduction rate from 6 months ago. And that's the one bit you couldn't remember. And then you just look like an idiot. So I think that's a brilliant idea. Wow.
Yeah, it was. But I have to admit, it didn't catch on as much as I thought it would be. You know, there was a little bit of a nomenclature you'd have to get used to. Like when you're looking at a report, and you say, okay, I want to drill into like the warehousing organization and the offices in Houston. You have to, you know, really get your nomenclature right to be able to drill into those. But, you know, it was definitely a fascinating way of getting that information out.
And voice search in the whole Google world, that was going to be the big rise. And I think it will come back, you know, hang on to that concept then if it hasn't exploded yet. So I've got here that Zeroed In is using next generation people analytics to elevate the voice of HR and monetize change. So maybe you could guide us through, what is Zeroed In? What does it do? And how does it help organizations?
Yeah. So, you know, as you're probably familiar and your clients are definitely familiar with the HR space, and, you know, HR applications are very siloed. You get the best in breed of your HRS system. It might be Workday, it might be Ultimate. You have your own performance management system. Learning management system might be something else. Your recruiting and applicant tracking system is going to be something else. So, you know, again, data across these different silos, and all of them are going to say they do analytics. And they do, but they do it within their own siloed data. What we're looking at doing is pulling that data across those boundaries, across those silos, putting them into a common area. And then we massage that data. We make sure there's links between those data. We do something called effective dated employee records, so that at any point in time, you can know what an employee record looks like. And then we aggregate that data into our online cubes that eventually are presented and available through online dashboarding, through reporting, through Alexa and any other APIs that you might be using. So again, it's being able to cross those silos. And to take it a step further, what we often do is work with non-HR data. And I think that's where the benefit and the direction needs to be able to focus with, whether that's bringing in finance data or call center data or production volumes. We've even had a client where they do a lot of workers out in the field, outside doing work. So we were bringing in weather data and seeing how that impacts the performance of the people that were working outside. So having a platform that, you know, you can bring that data together on a regular basis, keep it up to date, and then disseminate that is kind of the key. And that's what we do.
Nice. I like it. So data is a small word, but it's got a big meaning. It covers a lot of ground. What kinds of data points or aspects can Zeroed In cover or include?
Well, obviously, we're, you know, very familiar with the HR space. And I think as organizations, as people look to introduce analytics across the siloed, I think it's important that they are working with a platform that's able to be configured for their organization, whether it's their organizational structure, their job structures. So being able to change that and configure based off of, because every organization is unique in some way. I believe that's probably a key element. We don't like to tell our clients, hey, you've got to get your data in this format, give it to us, and we'll give you these metrics. That's not our approach. Typically, we'll work with the client, and they're already moving data around from one siloed system to the next. So we said, let's leverage what you got. Let's start there. Let's look at your historical data. You know, I can't tell you how many organizations I've come across where they've had maybe two, maybe even three HR systems in the last 10 years. So, you know, being able to collect that historical data, because often that data doesn't move when they switch from one platform to the next. Maybe they only get the last year's worth of data, but you've got tons of other historical information that you can bring forward. And at least in your reporting, it may not have to go into your HR system that, you know, the next HR system that you're going. But from a reporting aspect, you're sitting on a gold mine there that's being untapped. So whether you're going to do predictive modeling, you want to be able to pull that historical data in to make better sound models.
And what kind of organizations would use it? Because obviously it's not going to be the mom and pop stores that require this sort of level of data analytics. So what kind of organizations use it? And then secondly, well, how do they use it? What kind of HR challenges or data issues are they looking for when they want to use Zeroed In?
Yeah, great question. It's definitely not the mom and pops. You know, typically organizations under 500 people, you know, one or two people in HR, it's not uncommon they would know everyone that works in the organization personally. So we're looking, you know, north of 500. We've had clients that had up to 250,000 employees, retail organizations that churn through employees on a regular basis. They have a lot of special needs. But where we find our niche and kind of the underserved market is probably going to be between the 1,000 and 10,000, kind of we'll call it that mid-market. You know, there's a lot of platforms out there that can focus on the giants, and we've had those, but we think there's an underserved market in that mid-range. And again, what kind of problems can we help solve? Well, I'll just give a couple examples. In the retail space, we've had a large retail client that it took them a lag of a month to produce both a report that went out to their store managers, district managers, regional managers, that looked at all the people in the stores, looked at their sales, looked at their training, and also the hours that they've worked. And they've incorporated metrics, you know, that certain requirements in terms of sales that they wanted to target. So we were able to take that data and produce that report from a month lag to a night lag, and made that instead of being sent out in an email and a PDF format, it was downloadable. It was online. So a district manager could go into one store in the morning, see the report online, go to another and see that store report and so forth. But it was also pulling that data together from HRIS system, time and attendance, and learning management systems to be able to generate that report. And what they found was if they could take that information and provide preferred hours to the people that were nailing their sales goals, that were either achieving or exceeding their sales goals, it increased their revenue by millions across the whole organization. So that was one example. Some of the other examples that we've worked with in the healthcare space, we've worked with hospitals that, you know, do a lot of training. And what we were able to do is correlate that training to publicly available data through here in the United States, we call CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's a U.S. government backing where, you know, provide insurance for people. But they also, because they're the largest in terms of providing that extra insurance, they do a lot of public reporting on hospitals, on data. So we could look at an organization's training of their people and how that's impacting everything from patient satisfaction scores or readmission rates or death rates. So an organization could really correlate that better to find out maybe we need to do more training on pulmonary resuscitation in order to reduce some of those metrics. So yeah, that's just a couple of examples.
Nice connection. And then going back to, I think it was a retail organization where they analyzed the sales numbers and then compared that to the preferred hours. And then they got those to align, which meant that you had the better performers delivering more and selling more, which meant more for the bottom line, but also for the top line. But that would also be good for attraction and retention, I guess, wouldn't it? So that better performers, it's a free way of keeping your best people because they get the hours that they want.
Absolutely.
And then secondly, I remember years ago, I wrote a guide. I'm always talking about lead magnets, sort of marketing collateral, or whatever you want to call it, things to give away to potential sales prospects and stuff. But I wrote a report on ways to, I can't remember, manage your workforce during a downturn or a difficult time or something like that. But one of the ideas was try to reduce the costs by making sure you're scheduling or rostering your, you know, workforce to meet the supply and demand. And that's an example of how you could use that data. So you make sure you've got the right people at the right time. And you don't have people standing around doing nothing in those quiet times. So, yeah, I think that's pretty amazing. What are you doing to get the word out about Zeroed In? For instance, I know you have a channel partners marketing channel. Can you tell us about that? And then secondly, you know, what are you doing to get the word out there about Zeroed In?
Definitely. So we do work with a lot of third-party organizations, organizations that provide learning, organizations that provide reward and recognition, organizations that provide, say, engagement surveys and other surveying capabilities, where often, you know, they do a great job in providing that type of transaction and that type of effort, but it would be a huge effort for them to build an analytics solution on top of that. So our application is highly configurable. We can actually deploy in sometimes we deploy right within our partner's environment, so they instantly are able to deliver analytics to their clients. And because our platform is configurable, it gives them an extra step. Says, okay, well, we might be providing, you know, learning management to you, but if you give us additional information, not only will we be able to provide you the learning management, but we'll be able to give you a lot better reporting across that siloed information of employees. You know, whether it's including HR and say candidate tracking, and then they bring in their learning management, so they can really look at potential employee comes in, what type of training that they're given, and then how they're performing and working, say, within the next year to 5 years out, and that you have that full picture that otherwise would be siloed in three different systems.
Nice. And so you've got different options for those sort of other third-party companies to team up with you. That's to either refer in, Zeroed In, potentially even white label or other options. Is that right?
That's right. So we white label, it looks like it's just part of their application.
That's very clever. Yeah. And then just on the general marketing, sales marketing side of things, what kind of things are you doing to promote the business?
Well, certainly talking to people like you, Ben, and we're doing a lot of other things. We're coming up with a webinar series with organizations that, you know, anyone that's interested in undertaking a predictive modeling approach. So we're looking at it as somewhat tools agnostic, but if there's organizations or people within an organization are thinking about doing a predictive model on something, we're going to do a webinar series about 5 or 6 sessions where we'll take it from the beginning to the end. So, you know, we'll talk about kind of building that business case, looking at the data, how to conform your data, then identifying machine learning algorithms that might be best to accomplish what you're targeting, what you're trying to do. Then from, you know, training the model, making sure the model is accurate, tweaking it if it needs to be tweaked. And then finally, what do you do with the output? How do you disseminate that to the people that are going to be able to make changes? And of course, anytime along that way, we're looking at checkpoints to say, if you're not checking off this box, kill it and move on to something else. And I think, you know, a lot of organizations just refuse to do that. They'll continue to try to put that square peg in a round hole. And we're saying, no, you know, there's a lot of business problems out there to solve. And let's make sure that we're solving it in such a way that it makes business sense.
Yeah. That sounds like a good session. So it's a good webinar on the planning and development sort of stage of the data analytics. You've been doing speaking, I guess you'd say, on podcasts and things like that, the webinar series. Any other stuff like advertising or social media that works or doesn't work for you guys?
Yeah, we're doing a lot. We've got our internal marketing organization that does a fantastic job. And, you know, we're always kind of looking at other ways. We're doing white papers, trying to get out the word on that. But those are some of the key ways.
Yeah, definitely. So sales and marketing, one of those components is the sales stuff, and you get sales objections. People say stuff back. And I'm guessing that one of the sales objections for Zeroed In might be, oh no, we have Excel, or we already have an HRIS tool. What's your answer to that?
Yeah, you see that a lot. And actually, that's why a lot of people come to us, because Excel, fantastic tool. And let's suppose you've got reports and you're sending out hundreds of Excel files on a monthly basis. Well, once that data goes out in Excel, are people changing it? You know, what happens, first of all, how much time did it spend to generate those Excel sheets every month? And then, you know, so you're recreating the wheel every month. Then you send it out and you're like, well, is it changing? How accurate is it going to be? Can someone open up and change the figures and then send it to someone else? So you're losing all control at that point. Not only that, because each one is different, you know, maybe take something simple like headcount. And on one report, you calculate it as headcount at the beginning of the month, and another is headcount at end of the month. Or another one is, we like to use what we call a daily average headcount, because that really shows how many people are in a department at any given point in time. So, you know, if you're not doing things consistently, someone's going to take one report and look at the other report and say, hey, this doesn't match up. I'm disregarding it. So consistency is a major aspect of it. And by having a platform like Zeroed In, we have that consistency, whether, you know, we're using a metric like headcount in report A or report B or dashboard C, you know, it's going to be the same and across those different presentations.
Got it. And you said earlier when we're chatting about the Alexa tool, or it's a...
Yeah. Well, the code generation was in something called Lambda, but no, it was just the Alexa device, which was you'd sign in.
But the point is that didn't necessarily go like wildfire in terms of people wanting to use the Alexa tool. But the fact is that the data was connected, compiled, but instantly accessible in a really easy way, which I guess means that so people can then slice and dice it, pick and choose what they want when they use it. You can stick it onto an intranet. You can, you know, send the links out in email, send text, and then they can pick and choose as to the data. So it's sitting there. I think that's the key to it. It's just all sitting there. Just the potential is there. Whether people want to listen to it, different question. But the fact that it's set up in such an easy way and powerful way, I think it's really useful for companies.
Yeah. And I think that's really where the future is going when people start talking about generative AI, and specifically what's called large language models. So the ability now is out there where these models, they understand language, they understand questions, they understand how language is written. So it's really opening up a lot of aspects. So, you know, here we are, we've got this data, it's been aggregated. You can certainly go into a dashboard or report, slice it, get down to what you want. But we're talking about people. We're talking about HR people that are used to working with other people. And sometimes it's a challenge for them to keep drilling. I don't understand how this graph works. I don't understand how, you know, this trend analysis is, right? Well, what's great about AI, and specifically generative AI in form of large language models, are two aspects. One, the ability to summarize. So you can take a whole bunch of data, you can train your generative AI model on top of that data. So now it understands language and it understands your data. So it can summarize what all that data is saying. So that's one aspect. The second aspect is explanation. So you can then ask more detailed questions to explain why is my turnover in the warehousing department in Houston impacting, you know, downtimes in September. So understanding that question and how it works with your data, because the model's been trained on top of your data, is really two aspects that we're going after with the use of generative AI.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of examples I've had in my career where, you know, you might have tens or even hundreds of different business units, whether they are factories or retail units or whatever they may be, and the director of a region or of a country, they might be looking at the performance of different business units. And you could just turn to this model and say, well, we've set in terms of the profitability, 15% target rate or something like that, and who's above that line and who's below it, and they just instantly find that out. Or revenue per employee, what's the average revenue per employee per business unit, or what's the yield by factory or something, and just, yeah, it could be, once you've got that data and those questions answered, you can then go and put plans into place and get the HR teams humming along. So yeah, it's a really powerful tool.
But it's about making it easy for those people that can get that information and make better decisions about it.
Definitely, definitely. Well, you're right on the cusp of the changing world and, you know, leveraging the rise of AI. So the timing's great. And I know you guys have been around for a long time, so you're experts in this. But if people want to learn more about ZeroedIn and what it can do and some of the resources and things like that, or if they want to partner up or they want to become a customer, what should they do next?
Yeah, definitely. I first want to say, I hope your listeners found this conversation valuable. And if any questions or further conversation like that, please reach out and contact me. I can be found through my LinkedIn account, which is Keith A. Good, or our company website, which is zeroedin.com, are two key elements. You know, as you can tell, I love this topic. You know, feel free to contact me. I'd love to continue this conversation.
Sounds good. Yeah. So check out the website. So it's www.zeroedin.com. And we'll have Keith's LinkedIn profile in the show notes as well. And there's a resource, the webinars and ebooks and articles and all sorts of cool stuff there. So do check it out. Keith, thank you very much for joining me today. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, thank you. And hey, if you come over to the States and you're in that Washington, D.C., Mid-Atlantic area, pay us a visit.
Next time I'm over, I'm there. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for joining us today on A Better HR Business, the podcast that explores the world of HR consulting and HR tech businesses. For show notes and downloads, go to www.getmorehrclients.com/podcast. That's getmorehrclients.com/podcast. Remember to subscribe and share the show with any friends who are busy growing a HR business. Thanks, and see you next time.